Spain's World Cup champions flew home from South Africa on Monday for a huge celebration, including meetings with the Spanish King and Prime Minister and an open-air bus ride through Madrid's historic centre, where fans lined the streets to cheer them on and thank them for their winning performances. The team beat the Netherlands in Johannesburg on Sunday night in the final match of what is generally perceived to have been an extremely successful football World Cup championship. Successful, it appears, at many different levels. An event that has turned out to be much more than just a feast for sport, as Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, Archbishop of Durban, told Vatican Radio.
The first thing I think that the World Cup will leave in South Africa is a sense of South Africans becoming a part of the world community and having been the focus of the world for an entire month. That can only be to our advantage that we recognize ourselves as being an important part of the world community. I think that's the most important thing that will have happened. We believe in ourselves, we can see that we can do things, and we don't have to wait for other people to do them for us. I think that's going to be the most important legacy of the World Cup.
And what about the significance of sport within a historically divided society? Has it proved to be for rugby when South Africa won the World Cup back in 1995? Do you think sport still represents a unifying element for South Africans?
Yes, definitely. The World Cup in particular, because football is the main sport of the vast majority of the people of South Africa, in particular the black people. And for them to have the World Cup in soccer coming to their country has meant that they feel they've been recognized by the world community as being an important part of the world family of football. So I think that's one of the great things that it will have done. It has reunited the people into believing that they are part of this bigger community.
And what if we take a different slant? Do you think that South Africa has paid a social price for organizing the event?
It is possible to say that because funds will have been diverted into stadiums and infrastructure and things of that nature. So one could argue that there was a social price that was paid in the sense that those funds or some of those funds could have been used to build schools or improve schools or the hospital services, the health services and so on. But I think when we do the final tally of pros and cons, those things, advantages and disadvantages of having the World Cup, we will find that the infrastructure that was improved is going to benefit everybody. The fact that we can do things with money that is put into our hands means that we can do the same now with more confidence in education, in healthcare, and so on. The only thing that remains, I believe, is for our politicians, our government, to have the political will to do with the same determination what they did for the World Cup, to do that for their people when the focus of the world is not on us.
And what about South Africa, the Rainbow Nation? Is that really reality, or is it still a dream?
It's an ideal. I think it is still a dream, but it is a dream that is being realized in small portions. But I think it is being realized. For instance, I find it hard to believe that when I look back 15 years, 16 years, when it was still an object of amazement to see a black person and a white person walking together, when to engage in conversation across the cultural lines, the color lines, was an effort. And today you find children and parents mixing as if they've known each other all their lives. For me, that has part of the dream is coming true. There's still a long way to go, but thank God we're getting good enough evidence that we can do it, and so we can continue trying to do it.
Do you think the World Cup has had a positive effect on the rest of Africa as well?
Absolutely, I'm certain of that. The fact that we had 2 years ago in South Africa a very, very negative experience of xenophobic attacks on people from other parts of Africa. That was a real surprise for us, because so many of our own black people from South Africa had found refuge as exiles in different African countries. And here were people from those countries who have come as exiles to our country, and they were being attacked. I think the World Cup has brought about a sense of solidarity with other African countries, because those countries themselves declared long before, just after we won the World Cup, where, you know, to stage the World Cup, they said, this is not an event for South Africa, this is an event for Africa. And throughout the preparation, and especially during the actual holding of the championship, South African leaders have been saying, this is an African event and not a South African event. I think that has made will make a bigger impression on the unity of Africa than a lot of words by politicians could ever have done.
And finally, how about a comment on your own team, the Bafana Bafanas? Did you follow the matches?
Very much so, yes. I follow that with great interest, especially how from the first match, a very, very good match they played, in the second half in particular. The next match was a disaster. I think overconfidence or something happened. I'm not sure what it was, but they really didn't play the way that they should have played. And then the third match against France, in the first half, I think they played an excellent match, passing the ball around. In the second half, there were changes in the personnel on the team, and individuals came there who thought this was their chance to shine on the world, and they lost that plan of being a team, and individuals were trying to perform. And I think that's why we didn't get the result that we could possibly have had against France. We should have been just about able to qualify, but I think the change in the attitude of the players disappointed.
That was Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, Archbishop of Durban. All Africa.